Is it possible to work from home with a newborn? I know the first thought is no way, but this is actually one of the easiest stages to work from home with. Mom, you may feel like you can't work from home with a newborn because you are so sleep deprived and dealing with that fourth trimester and all the postpartum stuff, but you can do it. I've done it twice now, and I can confirm that it is the easiest stage to work from home with kids. The main reason is they don't move. Yes, they will wake you up at all hours of the night, but you don't need to worry about them getting into something they shouldn't. So that's what makes it the easy stage. You only need a few things to make this stage super easy: the right baby gear to work from home with the baby, morning routines, a limited to-do list, and lots of grace for yourself. Hello, Rebel Moms, and welcome to the Life Unboxed podcast. I'm Jody, the mom, wife, homeschool mom of six, and successful mom entrepreneur, bringing you information and inspiration on raising kids, running a business, and keeping your sanity. Everything you need to work from home and homeschool confidently. You can find the episode show notes, tools to make your life easier, and more information at lifeunboxed.blog. Now here's the show. Okay, so the best baby gear to work from home with a newborn. You don't need to buy out the whole store. There are so many cute baby clothes and gadgets, but I promise you don't need to get everything. Here are a few things that really helped at the newborn stage: a portable crib by my desk, a swing, and a baby wrap. These were lifesavers. I don't think I could have worked without them. As the babies got older, I added a bouncy seat and an extra saucer. But when your baby is a newborn, you don't need these things just yet. So, number one, portable crib. Now, this was a multi-purpose item because I used it to put baby down when I needed to go to the bathroom. I used it as my changing station in the office. It was a play area, tummy time space, and a place to throw all the random stuff when it wasn't in use by the baby. Now, there are many times when you just need to put the baby down in a safe place because you need to use the bathroom, help the other kids, take care of something in another part of the house. So the portable crib becomes that place for baby to be so your hands are free. It's one of those things that make it really possible to work from home with a newborn. The second item was a swing. So for both babies that I worked from home with, I was so glad to have a swing. And I will say this, for the older ones, I never really used the swing. But for working from home, it was a lifesaver. And really, it was. It was a great place for naps, a play area, and a soothing space for baby. Number three, baby wrap or carrier. And I would get both. I love my wrap when the babies are tiny and the Ergo baby carrier when they are older. Now, I think I've bought between all the kids two or three Ergo baby carriers. I have tried tons of baby carriers. These are the best. Okay. I'm just going to say these are the best. And I've tried a lot. And these are truly hands-free devices. And baby loves the snuggles. If you can only get one thing to work from home with a newborn, then get a wrap. Start there. Okay. So you have the right baby gear. Now you want to create a morning routine to work from home with a newborn. And hopefully, you were able to take maternity leave as a freelancer, so you've given yourself some time to recover and connect with your baby. Now it is time to figure out your morning routine. And this is not the time to figure out how you're going to get projects done. You're just figuring out how to get the minimal amount done. Creating a morning routine at any season is a great way to tame the chaos of your day. But it is especially helpful when you're working from home with a baby. So here's a sample morning routine. Wake up at 5:30 and feed baby. Put baby in the swing and start working. Feed the baby at 8. Take a break and get kids up. Get breakfast. 9 a.m., baby's napping in the swing or wrapped on you, start working again. Kids start on schoolwork. 11 a.m., baby wakes up, feed again, take a break, and get lunch. There isn't a lot packed into this routine, and it is centered around the baby. Obviously, these times are flexible and depend on baby's needs, and that's okay. This is the season you are in. And one thing we know about seasons is they always change. So just wait for the change. Next, you're going to limit your to-do list. And yes, my fellow overachiever, this is a season to limit your to-do list or to fire it altogether. You will eventually bring it back out, but now is the time for it to remain empty. This is your permission to take a break and put everything on hold. I know we sometimes need someone else to say this to us, so I am that mom friend saying it to you. Yes, there will be things that need to get done. You need to feed your people. Dishes will still pile up. The point is to not overextend yourself or try to take on the world right now. You will get to conquer the world again, but wait until baby is a little bigger and you're getting more sleep. Sleep is the elusive friend right now, and that will have a direct impact on your energy levels. So give yourself grace because this is only a season. And yes, it can feel like a never-ending season, especially since you're tired all the time. And if you have a high needs baby, that just adds a whole nother layer to it. But it is just a season. So give yourself grace in this season. Working from home with a newborn means that things won't get done. You will work at a slower pace. There will be a lot of interruptions. Just take a little bit at a time and remind yourself that this, I'm going to say it again, is just a season. Mom, it is possible to work from home with a newborn. Just remind yourself that you aren't conquering the world today and try to get some sleep. Thanks for listening, and be sure to check out lifeunboxed.blog for everything you need to work from home and homeschool confidently. And I will see you in the next show. ¶¶